Okay.
So why don't I do the first one?
Oh, well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Asurasya Stigma Tapasa Pritatma Bhagwan Shankarah Swiyam Rupam Tam Darshaya Masa. Asurasya is genitive singular for asura. Asura is god. Stigma is austere. Tapasa is tapas, instrumental singular. So stigma tapasa is a compound, which is adjectival relationship of stigma and tapas. So austere, true, and it ends in instrumental singular. So it's through austere tapas.
Or severe, you know, has a sense of severe.
Right. And this is karmadharya. Pritatma. Actually, pritatma, anyway, I was confused about how this fits in here. Pritatma.
Take atma as mind, whose mind is pleased.
Right, right. I got that meaning. Pritatma is, you know, pleased mind. But it is just. It's not. It's atma is actually, I should have looked at that. Atma is atman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be nominative then?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so nominative singular. Then Bhagwan Shankaraha is again nominative singular for Bhagwan Shankar. Swiyam Rupam. His Swiyam is one's own. Swiyam, I didn't think of an ending for that. Swiyam Rupam, I just took it one's own form.
That's all it is. It's adjectival.
But Swiyam is, and Rupam is just accusative.
Mm-hmm.
And Swiyam will also be just adjectival. Swiyam Rupam. Tam is accusative singular to him. Darshaya Masa. So this is the causal construction from Drish. So, and this, I think, is like last week, it's a causal of the periphrastic perfect. Drish goes to Darsh by Guna, and then we add the year, and then the arm ending is a
periphrastic. Yadi. Not ya. Aya. Aya.
Oh, yakara, sorry, yeah. That's what I meant.
Aya.
Aya.
Yeah.
Aya. Not just the yakara?
No, it's ka. Aya.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's why you get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Then the arm, which is the very fast. She's so cute. She's never sat here before.
No.
Good girl, Toby.
Good girl. What a good girl you are.
So smart. She's very much at attention. Good girl, Tibbs. You can stay here. Stay guard.
I'm perfectly fine.
And then the us ending. Actually, the us ending.
Masa, you know? The periphrastic.
Yeah.
Masa.
I know. The periphrastic is the arm addition. I know. I read that. But then, is it us which is added to this ending? Us?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Okay.
Because you can have a few different verbs on the end. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can add prefer to...
Us, boo.
Okay. Oh, I see. Well, I don't know that so well.
But most of what we see is us.
Yeah.
The only reason I got it is because last time we did Gapaya Masa, and you said that's the causal of the periphrastic, so that's how
it... You get used to seeing it. This is common.
Yeah. To the Masa ending.
Okay, what's
okay.
It mean?
So then it means that, so basically, Bhagwan Shankara Swiyam Rupam Tam Darshaya Masa means that Bhagwan Shankara showed his own form to him. And then the first part is Asurya Tigma Tapasa Pritatma Asurasya. So to the Asur who he was pleased, so Pritatma, the pleased Bhagwan Shankara showed, because he was pleased with the Asur's austere tapas, he showed his form to him.
Mm-hmm. You could say like Bhagwan Shankara, who was pleased, whose mind was pleased, right? Bahuvrahi, whose mind was pleased by the severe tapas of the Asura, showed him his form.
So then how do the two nominatives, Pritatma and Bhagwan Shankara?
Just not, it's just adjectival.
It's just adjectival.
Lord Shankara, Bhagawan Shankara.
So those are adjectival.
Whose mind, then Karmadari, whose mind was pleased.
Right.
Then with due to or by...
By the
extreme tapas
yeah.
of the Asura, showed him his form.
This was pretty simple, actually.
Yeah. It's got the double accusative for the...
Swayam Rupam.
Well, no, the double accusative tongue going to show to him, the Asura,
yes, yes,
then his own form.
Yes.
Made him see, right? So.
Yeah, caused.
Her little ears are so cute when they go forward like that.
I love that. Now, did you say that the pritatma, that is a bahuvrahi, right?
You have to say whose self or whose mind, then it's bahuvrahi.
Oh, yeah, because that's the only way it really works for me to think of it like that.
Yeah. Want to rekeep
it? Yes. Asurasya tigma tapasa.
Asurasya tigma tapasa.
Pritatma Bhagavan Shankaraha.
Pritatma Bhagavan Shankaraha.
Swayam Rupam.
Swayam Rupam.
Tam Darshayamasa.
Tam Darshayamasa.
Ganendra Saktvam. Nagendra Saktvam. Drishtim. Parshwe. Kasyapi. Krandatam. Akarnya.
Kranditam.
Kranditam Akarnya. Raja Nivartayamasa. Nivartayamasa. Nagendra is the name of the Lord of the Himalayas. And Saktvam. Is it Saktvam?
Saktam.
Saktam.
Nagendra is the name for Himalaya, I think. Not the Lord. Is it the Lord?
Yeah. Do you know that the word Naga, it really just means mountain? And it means Naga, that which doesn't move.
Oh my God.
Isn't that neat?
That's great.
So Naga also means jewel, right?
It also means serpent, Naga.
Naga.
But here it's mountain. What's his name? Bhandarkar says Lord of the Mountains. Lord of the Himalayas.
She's never come this way to me before. Like that.
It's important business happening around here.
I know.
We're all in it together.
Naga, not moving.
Okay, so Saktam. So, I didn't realize that.
Saktam means attached.
Riveted
or focused on.
Engrossed,
because it goes with drishti,
And it's feminine, right? Accusative.
Well, it's adjectival.
Right.
But here
it is a long ah, isn't it?
Yeah, so here it's being feminine.
Yeah. All right, so riveted or riveted by Nagendra.
Riveted on.
On, okay.
That suj, to be attached to, takes the locative. Your attachment or your love or something is going to be take the locative.
Okay.
And
that's a tritiya tatpurusha, right? That compound nagendra.
No, nagendra saktam, because suj takes the locative. So that's why you say his drishti was totally attached to the mountain, was totally focused on the mountain. The
so
Lord
it's not a compound at all.
It's not a compound?
Yeah, it is.
But Nagendra is Saktam.
Nagendra, then is compounded with Saktam.
Oh, you know what? My bad. I thought it's... Never mind.
Okay. But the sense of it is going to be on.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, if you were to do the Vigraha,
it'd
take the locative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because verbs of attachment or even nouns of attachment or love will take the locative.
Okay, so it would be... That's okay, it would be Nagendra.
I
get it. All right.
A was dropping.
And then drishtim is a look or glance, and it's accusative singular. And parshwe is an adjective meaning near or proximate, and it's locative. Singular, and kasyapi is means something, right?
Of someone.
Of something or of someone, okay.
Of someone or something, yeah.
Okay.
Here, because it would be someone, I think.
Okay. It's genitive.
I'm going to look up this sector to make sure that there's nothing special about why it wouldn't be in the locative.
Saktam was just feminine accusative singular.
Right. It's PPP, so. Mm. Yeah. And then Kranditam means a cry.
Yeah.
And it's accusative. And it says that when I looked it up, it says a PPP used as a substantive.
See, a lot of times a past passive participle isn't being used verbally. It's really just being used as a noun. Like, otherwise, it's just going to mean it is cried.
Yeah.
Right? But often the PPP, that form is just used as a noun. For here, like, kranditam just means cry.
Yeah.
Like the cry of someone's cry.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's formed as a PPP. Mm-hmm. You have to know that, because actually that can be confusing.
Yeah, I
did. That's not the only case. It happens.
That's why I made a note of it, because I didn't realize.
But isn't it used as a substantive? That's why we add the endings on it, right? A PPP.
Yes, you add the endings on it, but even if it's a PPP, you add the endings on what's being used really verbally.
Yeah.
See, it can be used as a past passive participle.
Right.
As though it's a past passive verb. It's used in the same way, but it's a participle. It will still decline. But sometimes it's not being used in a verbal sense. It's being used just as a noun, like cry.
Like cry. Yeah.
Cry isn't a PPP.
But not implying an action of crying.
Right. Exactly.
And then...
And it'll be the same thing when you look it up in the dictionary. You'll see that too.
Yeah, I just didn't... I never thought about that. I'm sure we've encountered it before, but good to notice that. Anyway, akarnya is an indeclinable past participle from akar, having heard, or hearing. And then raja is nominative singular for king. And then we have nivartayamasa, which is ni and brit. It's the causal periphrastic perfect third person singular. Cause to turn away from. So.
Ni and rit is
ni and rit.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Here with sekta as a PP, it's a stuck or attached to, in contact with, addicted, devoted, or attached to. It gives an example, one example of a locative, using it in the locative, and then it gives another example that means diligent, attent, relating to, or diligent, or attentive, and for that, or riveted on, fixed or riveted on, and then it gives the example of the sentence.
It did?
Yeah!
I missed it! Because I read that!
Yeah, Nagendra Saktam Parivartidrishtim.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been revised a little bit, but having turned his drishti, which is riveted on Nagendra.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it must be from a story or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said the king heard the cry of someone or something in the area or nearby and turned his glance away from the Gendra. No.
What did you take for akarnya?
Akarnya, I said, having heard.
Yeah.
Hearing.
Yeah, good.
So the king heard the cry of someone or something in the proximate area.
Mm-hmm. Nearby.
And turned away from Nagendra, whom his glance was riveted on.
What if you say he turned his glance? He turned his glance, which was riveted on Nagendra, away. He turned his glance away. It's causal because he made his eye, his vision, right? He made his vision
turn away.
Vision that was riveted on Nagendra.
Can you tell me the Nivartaya Sam? You said it's ni plus, sorry, didn't
ni
get it.
Ni plus vrit.
Oh, ni plus vrit. Okay. And that means to turn away.
Yeah. Vrit means a lot of different things. Anyways, it comes up a few times in these sentences.
Yeah.
I was learning about Brit.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, you want to read? Yeah. Nagendra Saktam Drishtim.
Nagendra Saktam
Drishtim.
Parshve Kasyapi.
Parshve Kasyapi.
Kranditam Akarnya.
Kranditam
Akarnya.
Kranditam Akarnya.
Raja.
Raja.
Nivartayamasa.
Nivartayamasa.
Actually, I think I'm looking this. I think, can I attempt the third one? Maybe you can help me?
Sure.
Because some of them seems. Asmin loke nushthitaha dharmaha tasya kartaram swarga lokam prapayati. So asmin loke is this loka. Then I don't know.
In what, this loka.
Sorry, they're both locative singular. Asmin loke, in this loka. Anushthitaha, I'm not sure what that means.
It's a PPP, and I think it could be performed or accomplished or done.
Or practiced.
Or practiced.
Practiced or performed as usual.
Okay, I think I said performed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this will be anushthit, it will be the substantive of the PPP, anushthitaha, will then... will then be in the first line. It'll be either the fifth or the...
It's nominative.
Oh, it's just nominative.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's okay. Dharmaha tasya. So dharmaha is also nominative. So accomplished... Okay. Tasya for him is a genitive singular. Kartaram. Kartaram is... Is that accusative singular, the doer?
Yes.
Swargalokam is swargalokam, heaven. And that is also accusative singular. And then prapayati then is the causal here. And I think that's just a present third person singular construct from...
Yes.
From... It means to obtain, to prompt the... But I don't know... Actually, if you go back... Prapayati, so ya is added. So prop... Prop then is the root.
Prop. Go ahead.
It's I don't know. Is it prop or is it pra plus op?
Pra plus op.
Okay.
Pra plus op.
But it becomes pro plus op. Yeah. Pra plus op. Prop. It's not up. Op.
Op. Yeah. Okay. So for him. Okay, Swargalokam is obtained for him, for that doer who accomplishes dharma in this loka.
What's the subject of the sentence?
So the subject, the nominative is, there's two nominatives, right? There's anushthitaha and then there's dharmaha.
But anushthita is going to be a past passive participle.
Right.
So what's the main noun of the subject of the sentence?
Dharmaha?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the verb? Dharmaha?
Prapayati.
So what does that mean?
Dharmaha prapayati means dharma is obtained.
Dharma, is that, what kind of a verb is that?
Oh, dharma. Dharma causes something to be obtained. Dharma causes. Dharma in this loka causes swarga. Practicing dharma in this loka causes... Swargaloka to be obtained.
You've got kartaram, tasya kartaram, and then you have swargalokam.
Right. For him, for the doer, swargaloka.
Dharma, would you have it, Tara?
Well, it was a little confusing to me too, because I was, is it something like a virtue performed, like... Perform, like being virtuous, basically, is what that's...
Well, if you say dharma performed in this world...
Dharma performed in this world obtains heaven...
Oh, causal. Causes...
Causes to obtain heaven.
Causes who to obtain heaven?
The doer of that
causes
action.
Causes kartaram
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The doer of that dharma.
Right.
The tasya goes back to dharma.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it say again?
So it says, a dharma performed in this world causes the attainment of swargalokam for the doer.
And you'd actually say, makes or causes the doer of that to attain swargaloka.
Okay.
Because remember that in the causative?
Yeah.
The subject is going to cause someone else to do the verb.
So dharma in this case is going to cause the doer
the kartha is going to cause the kartha to gain heaven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why you've got that double accusative.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, with a transitive verb like this is, it could often take the instrumental for kartanam. The person would be put in the instrumental often if it's. But you can also see a double accusative like you always see in the intransitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So both the agent and the object are going to be put in the, either both in the accusative if it's intransitive verb, or in the accusative and instrumental if it's transitive.
Like
but
that.
Sometimes it'll be in the instrumental also,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Very clear on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Asmin loke anishtato.
Anushtita. Anushtita.
Oh, anushtita. Sorry.
Anushtita.
Asmin loke anushtita.
Dharmah tasya.
Dharmah tasya.
Kartaram swargalokam prapayati.
Kartaram swargalokam prapayati. You know that anushtita, that comes all the time in even the Vedic, like the Karmakanda, the first part of the Vedas, because it always has to do with performing the rituals.
Yeah, anushtita.
And it comes from anushtana. So anu with the verb sta, you know, sta means to stand, really.
Yeah.
But sta becomes shta because of the u of anu. So you have anushtita. But then sta in the PPP is stita, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to be shtita.
I
so anushtita.
That's nice to know.
All right. Do the next one?
Yeah.
Krishna Kale. Karmogani glapayati swedam pravartayati trishnam parivartayati cha. Grishma kale is a compound.
Grishma.
Well, I mean,
what?
Grishma.
Oh, sorry, Grishma. I thought you said Kri. I'm like, what? I almost took that for a cup. Grishma Kale, in the summertime or in the hot season, it's a Shashti Takarusha, in the Lokara singular. Okay, and then Garmaha is nominative singular meaning heat, and Angani means limbs, accusative plural. Glapayati is from glai, and it means to become exhausted, and it's the causal third person singular, so causes to become exhausted or makes exhausted. Swedam is sweat, accusative singular. Pravartayati is pravrit again, and it's the causal present third person singular, causes to happen or causes comes to pass or take place. Trishnam means thirst, accusative singular. And then we have parivrit, and it's the causal third person singular. Causes to increase. And then cha.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the heat in the summertime. Oh, she's after a bug now.
She's got a fly, big one.
The heat in the summertime makes the limbs exhausted, causes sweating.
Good girl, Tim. Did you get that?
Actually, I had to wait a minute. The heat in the summertime makes the limbs exhausted, causes one to sweat, and increases thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Causes sweat and increases thirst.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's really causal, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Should I read that?
Mm-hmm.
Grishma Kale.
Grishma Kale.
Gharmaha Angani.
Gharmaha Angani.
Glapayati Swedam.
Glapayati Swedam.
Pravartayati Trishnam.
Pravartayati Trishnam.
Trishnam.
parivardhayati cha.
Parivardhayati cha.
Oh, she'd be so happy in my house. We have so many big flies sometimes.
Boy, she loves to catch those things.
So, Ashley, do you mind helping me with this one?
No problem, yeah.
I'll just try to leave.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad?
Mm-mm.
Bahir Dwari. So is that Bahihi Dwari?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Pravrittam. Again, probably the same thing. Rishi Kumarakam. Praveshayitum. Pratiharim. Agya. Payamasa. Raja. So this one also has Praveshayitum. Mm-hmm. And then Payamasa are both the causals here. Okay, bahihi dwari. Dwari is dwar, I think that's a door.
Mm-hmm.
Bahi, this bahar in Hindi is outside. So is that out? Bahihi dwari, does that mean outside the door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that construct then is.
I think it's just.
Oh, it's just two separate words.
Yeah.
Bahihi dwari. So bahihi is outside, and that would be in nominative?
It's just indeclinable is what I found. Bahis, that's what I found in the dictionary, just meaning outside. It's not declined, is that right, Kara?
Right.
And then dwara, it's dwar. That's the substantive for dwar.
Oh, so dwari.
I think it's locative. Yeah.
Locative for, so outside. The, pravrit. Oh, she sees it, I think.
The mouth?
She's kind of laying.
Oh, she might be able to stay under there. We are watching it together. It's not real small. It's
oh, it's a
big.
Good size one.
Yeah. Medium.
Oh my god.
The mice are intelligent too. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
are fast and they hide well, so I think Tibby's been stalking this one for a couple of days.
Oh, really?
They can be very patient and wait.
Very patient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait for days,
Pravrittam. Pravrittam. So this is, again, from Pravritt, which is the pee-pee.
Pravritt.
Yeah.
Which causes to happen?
Well, it has a lot of different meanings. I think it means situated. Or
you have to take it as a context.
Yeah.
Okay. So then this is accusative singular from Pravrit, PPP, and... Okay, so I'll just leave it for now. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it just means was situated. Or,
situated.
Yeah.
Okay. Rishi Kumarakam is... Rishi is just Rishi, and Kumarakam is young boy, so young Rishi, perhaps? Is that what that
well,
means?
Well, the translation says the Rishi's son.
Kumarika
oh,
is a young boy and has the sense can have the sense of son too.
Okay,
so and it's a compound, so I just figured it's a shashti, you know,
mm-hmm.
son
Rishi
of the Rishi.
Kumarakam is
mm-hmm.
son of Rishi, not a young Rishi. Okay,
mm-hmm.
son of Rishi.
Of a Rishi, son
of
a
Rishi.
Of Rishi.
Okay, and then Pravesha Yiktum. So now this is to I know it's from Pravesh means to enter,
mm-hmm.
and then the tum ending is I know that's an is no not. Imperative of potential.
It's actually an infinite. I mean, infinitive.
Oh, infinitive.
And it's the causal infinitive.
Okay.
Because it's got the yitum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yitum. All right. Okay. So praveshitum would mean.
Cause to enter.
Cause to enter, but infinitive
yeah.
is. Okay.
Infinitive just gives it that. Sense of to enter or to, you know,
to enter,
to before,
to cause to enter.
Which,
right. okay.
Yeah, it's kind of redundant in a way, but.
Pratiharim agya payamasa. So agya is agya command, and then payamasa is again a causal periphrastic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Raja is just nominative singular for the king. Pratiharim looks like an accusative singular
mm-hmm.
of. So prati is probably prepositional. Maybe?
It's actually a substantive that means the doorkeeper.
Oh. The entire
the whole thing.
Okay, prati
yeah.
is doorkeeper.
And it's a female.
And agya, payamasa. So payamasa must be something like he gave the doorkeeper the command. Payamasa.
Right.
So paya Paramasa. So then the root here would be pa, pa.
No, remember, because the pa's added for some roots, remember?
Ah and in
it's ah and ya. Ah and ya.
Agya is just command.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, isn't this is a verb.
Yeah, it is a verb.
There's a verb that's ah and ya, I know.
Agya is a command, is a verb.
Oh, so the entire thing is one word? It's
yes.
Agya Payamasa?
That's right.
Oh, I see.
It's all one sense. Word. Oh, okay. You had broken
I was
down.
Thinking Agya yeah. and Payamasa. Okay, so Agya Payamasa is the entire cause of...
That's right.
...very frastic that says gave the command.
That's right.
Okay. So the Raja gave the command to the doorkeeper. Mm-hmm. That's Pratiharim Agya Payamasa. Raja. To have the son of the Rishi who was standing outside the door to enter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. That's what it means.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that's the, I mean, that was a new thing in this sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
Of, you know.
To make a causal infinitive.
That's right.
Great, thank you.
Sure. Good job.
All right, shall I
read it? Oh, we do have one more left.
We do have one more left.
Yes.
Bahir Dwari. Pravrittam.
Rishi Kumarakam.
That was the whole
comment. Let me tell you something about the last one from the dictionary. Agnya is nine parasmaipada, mm-hmm. ninth parasma. To know, understand, learn, obtain information, ascertain, notice, or perceive. That's as a verb what it means, but in the causal, nyapayati, it means to order or command. Mm-hmm. We're used to the noun, agnya, which means to order or to command.
Yeah.
You see the difference in the verb? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
So the difference in...
Agnya, as a verb, ninth parasmaipada means to know, understand, learn, obtain information, ascertain, notice, perceive.
To know.
But it's in the causative, nyapayati means to order, to command.
Okay.
And then the noun, agnya, means an order or command. Okay.
That was the only one I knew.
Okay.
We were on Pravesha, but...
Praveshayitum. Pratiharim.
Pratiharim.
Agnya Payamasa Raja.
Agnya Parama... Para... Payamasa Raja.
Did I stop this right in the middle of reading it?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. I must have gotten lost
gross.
In mine. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Girl.
Her tail is all curled around her.
I love it when they sit like that.
Isn't it's so regal and beautiful.
It's lovely.
So feminine and so pretty.
She's resting a little bit.
She little eyes.
Those eyes are closing. She's like, I'm tired, but I can't stop my sentry position.
You're so cute.
Danny. Okay. Shiran Ashtam.
Chiran Ashtam
Atmanaha.
Chiran Ashtam
yeah. Atmanaha. Balakam Drishta.
Swa. Drishtwa.
What?
Drishtwa.
That's a.
Ba.
Oh, I see. It's hanging down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Drishtwa,
yeah. Okay. Drishtwa. Sa Sundari. Prisham Ruroda. Tam cha dritam parishwajya hold on parishwajya shrubhi snapayamasa had a little bit of trouble. Chiram is for a long time. It's an adverb from chira. Is that right?
Well, it's a compound here, right? Chira nashta.
Well, no, I didn't know that. That's what my
question. It's just being used adjectival here, meaning for, it has that adverbial sense, chira nashta.
So it's chiram ashta.
No.
What?
Chira nashta. Nash means, Nash means to perish, but also means to be lost.
Oh,
so Chit and Nashta means lost for a long time. Like
oh,
has disappeared or vanished. It also has the sense of vanished. It's been lost or vanished or has disappeared for a long time.
That's Chit why I couldn't figure out what was happening, because I thought it was Chit. Obviously, there wouldn't be a weird Sunday like that there.
So Nashta means lost.
So,
become invisible
lost.
Or vanished, or also perished means.
Okay.
Or,
yeah.
That's a common word.
And then Atmanaha, his self. Does that mean his self was the self?
No.
What does that? How does that work?
You have to take Atman back to the subject.
Oh, back to her.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave it for now.
So it'd be like
herself.
Her.
Sundari Atmanaha.
Atmanaha Balakam.
But it's declined in the in the masculine, isn't it?
It doesn't make any difference because it's Atman.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
There's
right.
no feminine
okay,
or neuter
okay.
form of Atman.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to agree with it.
Mm-mm.
And then Balakam is son, accusative singular.
Little
form.
Son.
Little son. And Drishtva is an indeclinable past participle from Drish, having seen. Sa is nominative singular for she or that. And Sundari is beautiful. Would you say beautiful woman here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's also nominative singular?
Yes. And then Brisham, again, this is an adjective or an indeclinable, meaning a great deal or excessively or intensely.
It's going to be adverbial, right?
Okay.
It's an adverb because
adverb.
There's nothing for it to hook on
that's
to.
That's right. That's
yeah.
what I had a question about. Okay. So I'm going to say that it was, and it's having to do with her crying, right? So she cried intensely or something like
yeah.
that. Intensely, I'll say. And then, so the next word is Rudroda, which is from Rud, class 2, and it's the perfect third person singular. Cried. She cried intensely or violently, even, I guess. And then tum is accusative of singular him or that. And then cha, dritam, which means firm or strong. And is this being used adverbially again?
Yeah.
Okay. Firmly or strongly. And then pari shwatya is a causal indeclinable past participle. From Pariswaj, which means to embrace. So having cause to embrace. I don't know what Shrubahi is.
How do you know that this is causal?
Oh, it isn't, is it?
No, it's just having embraced.
Oh, because it would
him.
Just have that ending.
Yeah, it's another indeclinable.
Okay. It's just a regular old IPP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having firmly embraced him.
Having firmly embraced him.
Just Parishvajya, not Parishvajya,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
No, it's a long off.
It's just a regular.
It's a regular indeclinable.
It's not long off.
It's
yeah.
not long off. Okay.
Yeah. Parishvajya.
Okay, so then the next word is ashrubihi.
Yeah, but it could be ashrubihi also.
Right. It could be ashrubihi.
What does that mean?
Oh, ashru is that tears?
Tear.
Oh, okay.
I think it is ashru, isn't it? Is it ashru?
I think it's
ashru.
Ashru. Ashrubihi.
Yeah.
Okay. Ashrubihi, so it's a tear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's singular.
Mm-mm. Bihi. Ashrubihi.
Oh, okay. Tears. Okay. And then the last word is, this is the causal, and it's from sna, to bathe. And it's a causal, it's the periphrastic perfect causal, third person singular, cause to bathe.
So you could say washed.
Washed with her tears.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see, where do I start? The beautiful woman upon seeing her son, the son of herself, or, no.
Having seen just her, having seen her, it's reflexive. her having seen her son.
Okay, got it.
Having seen him.
So that's where the Atmanaha comes from. Okay. So the beautiful woman, having seen her son,
her child, Balaka means a young child, a little child.
Seen her little child that was lost for a long time. She cried violently, or she cried intensely, embraced him firmly,
and
bathed him in her tears.
Not quite.
No? Okay.
So you have to go. Viroda is a perfect, right?
Yeah.
So then you would say she cried intensely or violently, and having embraced him.
Oh, okay.
Then what?
Having embraced him strongly or firmly.
Yeah.
She bathed him with her tears.
Yeah, she washed him.
Aww. She washed him.
Because snam means to bathe, but if you put it in the causal, it means to make him bathe, so that means to wash.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Let's read it.
Right. Chiranashtam.
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 Atmanaha.
Balakam drishtva.
Balakam drishtva.
Sa sundari. Brisham rurodha. Tamcha. Tamcha. Dridham. Parishvajya ashrubhihi. Snapayamasa.
I think it's ashru. Ashrubhihi.
Ashrubhihi.
Snapayamasa. Okay, good. Hum Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha. Hari Om.